A baby's early experiences, such as the quality of the relationships with their parents, can have a big impact on their brain development. And beyond a baby's relationships, researchers have also been studying how built and natural environments are critical to health outcomes. Access to green space, for example, is not equal depending on where families live. For more on the latest science on the connections between the environment and early childhood, I want to bring in the Chief Science Officer at the Centre on the Developing Child, Dr. Lindsay Burghard. Lindsay, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Deepa. Thanks so much for having me.
Lindsay, when thinking about the environment, you say what's around us shapes us. Why is that of particular importance in a child's early years?
Yeah, thanks for the question, Deepa. You know, children and their caregivers, this important relationship doesn't exist in isolation. You know, children are surrounded by things in their day-to-day life that range the gamut from the quality of the air that they breathe, the temperature of that air, the availability and purity of their water supply, their ability to access nutritious foods. And all of these things affect their developing brain and their developing biological systems, just like the relationship with their caregivers do. And that starts very, very early, actually, in the first days of the prenatal period. And it continues throughout development, where all of these influences from the built environment, the natural environment, are really directly and indirectly interacting with the relationship that children have with their caregivers and affecting their health and development. And so there's really powerful influences there, and that can be quite positive, or it can kind of set them off in a more potentially negative trajectory.
So let's break that out. And there's two different buckets here that you've mentioned. The first is the built environment. What are some examples of that?
Yeah, so everything from, you know, the types and the density of buildings that surround you in your neighborhood, the quality or availability of sidewalks that help you to move safely from one place to another, the availability of safe and reliable transportation that allows you to access school and your caregivers to access work. All of those environments, all those components of the built environment, you know, they're all really intentionally designed by decisions made over time, and they really influence development. And you can see how those things can vary quite dramatically depending on where you live. So, for example, children who live in more urban areas will be surrounded by a very different type and density of buildings than children who live in more rural areas, who may have greater access or availability of things like green space and therefore be surrounded by lower temperatures. And these influences in the built environment, as I mentioned, they're not existing in isolation. They're constantly interacting with both the natural environment and the environment of relationships.
Yeah, and the natural environment, as you're mentioning, things like clean water, clean air. And I'm just wondering, like, how people can, you know, you live where you live. You don't have much control over these things.
Yeah, it's a really good point. And I think that you know, points to those of us who are in positions to design environments, because these environments that surround children were really intentionally designed by decisions made over time, and they can be redesigned to support healthy development.
So let's talk about that, because I think that is maybe what can be empowering information. Let's use green space as an example and tell us why it's important to young children, and then how, you know, especially urban areas that don't have it, how do you just get green space?
So yes, there's a growing body of science that's demonstrating a range of benefits for access to green space, not only for children, but for pregnant individuals and all of us really throughout our life course, beginning in the prenatal period. So benefits to the immune system, benefits on children's mental health, their ability to exercise outdoors. You know, as the planet warms, green space will be increasingly important in offsetting some of the more negative environmental exposures. So thinking about how to green children's environments, greening schoolyards, greening early care and education settings, so that the places where children are living, playing, learning, growing, when we green them and we make them cooler, we're promoting and supporting their healthy development very directly.
I wonder if you can end in just a few seconds by giving us maybe one example of, if you live in an area that's not like this, how might you, I don't know, it seems like it's something that policymakers have to do or lawmakers have to do. How might you as a parent make an impact?
So it's a great question. And to be very honest, I think that the onus and the burden of responsibility shouldn't be put on parents to make things better for their children, and that really we can do much better as a society to make things better for kids and families.
Dr. Lindsay Burghardt is Chief Science Officer at the Center on the Developing Child. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.